This is the EPS placement test. Listening section. Part 1. You will hear 5 sentences twice. Match what you hear with one of the answers. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. Now, look at the example. You hear, it's a dress, it's a dress. The answer is A.
Number one. It's £13. It's £13. Number two.
Her surname's Pears. That's P E A R S. Her surname's Pears. That's P-E-A-R-S.
Number three. I like cycling. Number four. This armchair is very comfortable. Number five.
His favorite subject is geography.
Part 2. Listen to Andrew talking to Pete about a television program. For questions 6 to 10, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the conversation twice.
Did you see Spot It on TV last week, Pete?
No. What's that? A sports program?
No. It's about bands and their new CDs.
Oh. Which day is it on? Tuesday?
Let me think. No. It's on Wednesdays. Yes, that's right.
What time?
It's on for 30 minutes. It starts at 4:45 and finishes at past 4.
That's early. Is it on Channel 6, the music channel?
Actually, it's on Channel 11, which is better because there are no advertisements.
Like on Channel 8?
That's right. Watch it this week if you can. They're going to show some really good bands.
Jed and Ted are my favourite band at the moment.
I like Charlie Down best. But it's Bob Seven who are going to be on the programme.
They're good too.
Yes. They're going to show part of their summer concert.
The one at the stadium or in the park?
Not those. The one they did on the beach. That was brilliant. Did you see Spot It on TV last week, Pete?
No. What's that? A sports programme?
No. It's about bands and their new CDs.
Oh. Which day is it on? Tuesday?
Let me think. No, it's on Wednesdays. Yes, that's right.
What time?
It's on for half an hour. It starts at 4:45 and finishes at 4:15.
That's early. Is it on Channel 6, the music channel?
Actually, it's on Channel 11, which is better because there are no advertisements.
Like on Channel 8?
That's right. Watch it this week if you can. They're going to show some really good bands.
Jed and Ted are my favourite band at the moment.
I like Charlie Down best. But it's Bob Seven who are going to be on the programme.
They're good too.
Yes. They're going to show part of their summer concert.
The one at the stadium or in the park?
Not those. The one they did on the beach. That was brilliant.
Part 3. Listen to Lucy's phone conversation. For question 11 to 15, choose the correct answer. A, B, or C. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hello?
Hello, is that Lucy?
Yes. Hi, Jessica.
You sound a bit fed up. What's up?
Oh, I've got a problem. I've just had another argument with my mum about my room. It's so full of stuff, it's even driving me mad. Oh, I spent all my pocket money on Saturday, so now I haven't got any money at all.
That's two problems.
Okay, first, my room. You can't see the floor anymore, or the bed. My mum can't get in to clean it, so it's getting really dirty too. She's so fed up, she says she's not going to clean until I've tidied up.
I know. Let's stay at home this weekend. If you don't waste your money buying so much stuff, your room will be tidier too.
But remember last week? I got 25% discount on the CD. That was such a bargain. And then we saw that really good offer for those posters. Buy one, get one free. And we had one each.
Yes. Well, we all know you're a bit of a spendthrift. But you can't buy things just because they're in a sale.
Anyway, what about dealing with my room first to make my mum happy? What shall I do?
I know. I read about this new TV series in the TV guide. It's called Clear Out the Clutter, or something like that. It's going to help teenagers to sort out their rooms. Shall I read it to you?
Okay.
Hang on. I've got it here. Yeah. Kids who take part will have to sort all their stuff into two piles, either keep it or clutter. The TV team will help them. Obviously, they'll keep all the things they can't live without. Then they'll have to throw away any rubbish and sell any useful items. So it's actually a way of making a bit of money from your old stuff.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Afterwards, the TV team helps kids to organise their rooms properly. They'll even decorate the room too. That's amazing. In the end, you'll have a really cool bedroom, free from all your old clutter. Why don't you take part?
Great! How do I apply?
There's an application form in the TV guide with all the details. Do you want me to bring it into school tomorrow?
Yeah, brilliant. My mum will be amazed when I tell her. Thanks, Jessica. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello. Is that Lucy?
Yes. Hi, Jessica.
You sound a bit fed up. What's up?
Oh, I've got a problem. I've just had another argument with my mum about my room. It's so full of stuff. It's even driving me mad. Oh, I spent all my pocket money on Saturday, so now I haven't got any money at all.
That's two problems.
Okay, first, my room. You can't see the floor anymore. Or the bed. My mum can't get in to clean it. So it's getting really dirty too. She's so fed up. She says she's not going to clean until I've tidied up.
I know. Let's stay at home this weekend. If you don't waste your money buying so much stuff, your room will be tidier too.
But remember last week? I got 25% discount on the CD. That was such a bargain. And then we saw that really good offer for those posters. Buy one, get one free. And we had one each.
Yes. Well, we all know you're a bit of a spendthrift. But you can't buy things just because they're in a sale.
Anyway, what about dealing with my room first to make my mum happy? What shall I do?
I know. I read about this new TV series in the TV guide. It's called Clear Out the Clutter, or something like that. It's going to help teenagers to sort out their rooms. Shall I read it to you?
Okay.
Hang on. I've got it here. Yeah. Kids who take part will have to sort all their stuff into two piles, either keep it or clutter. The TV team will help them. Obviously, they'll keep all the things they can't live without. Then they'll have to throw away any rubbish and sell any useful items. So it's actually a way of making a bit of money from your old stuff.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Afterwards, the TV team helps kids to organise their rooms properly. They'll even decorate the room too. That's amazing. In the end, you'll have a really cool bedroom, free from all your old clutter. Why don't you take part?
Great. How do I apply?
There's an application form in the TV guide with all the details. Do you want me to bring it into school tomorrow?
Yeah, brilliant. My mum will be amazed when I tell her. Thanks, Jessica. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Part 4. You will hear a conversation between two friends. For questions 16 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the conversation twice.
Verity, great to see you. Sorry I'm late. The traffic was bad. How are you?
Oh, fine. Look at the weather, though. It was much better in Greece.
Oh, that's right. You just got back from your holiday there, didn't you? How was it?
Yes, I was there for a couple of weeks, you know, in Athens, and then travelling around the islands. I've only been back 3 weeks, but I'm already looking forward to going again next year. I had a fantastic time.
How did you cope with the language?
Oh, fine. I've been there lots of times before and always had difficulties, but this time I told myself, Verity, you're going to learn some of the local language. I managed to find a teacher, and all that homework was worth it in the end. I used my Greek all the time. People were really helpful, and they were really happy to tell me words or phrases I didn't know.
I bet there were lots of those.
Oh, yes. No surprise there. And of course, lots of people spoke English, so I had to ask them to speak to me in Greek sometimes. I didn't have any real problems understanding. I thought I would because of local accents and things like that. But there aren't as many different accents as there are here. If people spoke slowly, I could usually understand.
What about when you spoke? Did they understand you?
Well, sometimes. I watched other tourists speak in Greek and they'd get quite embarrassed about making mistakes. Or they acted like they thought the other person was going to be angry or something. I just wanted to know why it was wrong, and I asked people to explain my mistakes to me.
That's good. Did you make any friends?
Oh, yes, lots. I had one group of friends who I met on the beach. We spent a lot of time together. It was a bit confusing sometimes, though. You know, they'd be explaining something and using their hands or shaking or nodding their heads. And sometimes I thought they meant yes, when really they meant no, and sometimes the other way round. We all laughed at it, though, and I always got the idea in the end.
Good. Let me just get a coffee, and then you can tell me about the islands. Verity, great to see you. Sorry I'm late. The traffic was bad. How are you?
Oh, fine. Look at the weather, though. It was much better in Greece.
Oh, that's right. You just got back from your holiday there, didn't you? How was it?
Yes, I was there for a couple of weeks, you know, in Athens, and then travelling around the islands. I've only been back 3 weeks, but I'm already looking forward to going again next year. I had a fantastic time.
How did you cope with the language?
Oh, fine. I've been there lots of times before and always had difficulties, but this time I told myself, Verity, you're going to learn some of the local language. I managed to find a teacher, and all that homework was worth it in the end. I used my Greek all the time. People were really helpful, and they were really happy to tell me words or phrases I didn't know.
I bet there were lots of those.
Oh, yes. No surprise there. And of course, lots of people spoke English, so I had to ask them to speak to me in Greek sometimes. I didn't have any real problems understanding. I thought I would because of local accents and things like that. But there aren't as many different accents as there are here. If people spoke slowly, I could usually understand.
What about when you spoke? Did they understand you?
Well, sometimes. I watched other tourists speak in Greek and they'd get quite embarrassed about making mistakes. Or they acted like they thought the other person was going to be angry or something. I just wanted to know why it was wrong. And I asked people to explain my mistakes to me.
That's good. Did you make any friends?
Oh, yes. Lots. I had one group of friends who I met on the beach. We spent a lot of time together. It was a bit confusing sometimes, though. You know, they'd be explaining something and using their hands or shaking or nodding their heads. And sometimes I thought they meant yes, when really they meant no, and sometimes the other way round. We all laughed at it, though, and I always got the idea in the end.
Good. Let me just get a coffee, and then you can tell me about the islands.
This is the end of the listening section.